All right, welcome to another deep dive. We are headed to Wallsend, North Tyneside.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, to explore this Anxious Minds veteran and community kitchen.
Okay.
Really fascinating place. We dug deep for this one, went through their website, blog posts, and even get this, a podcast episode transcript.
Wow, that's commitment.
Yeah, they're tackling food insecurity and mental well-being.
It's more common than you might think.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about like how connected those two really are?
We hear about these food deserts, right? But what about like well-being deserts? Places where the resources are scarce?
Ooh, that's good. Like that.
Especially when basic needs like food aren't met. It's like, where do you even begin?
Yeah, it's like that Maslow's hierarchy of needs in action, right? You can't be focused on self-actualization if you're worried about where your next meal is coming from.
Exactly. And these sources, they really paint this picture of the kitchen as being more than just a soup kitchen.
Right. It's not just like, here's a meal, see you later.
It's a beacon of hope, a cornerstone of the community, a place where no one is left behind. But what's fascinating is how they go beyond just serving food.
They have like this incredible menu of services.
Oh, tell me more.
Affordable meals, of course.
Yeah.
But also like counseling, both individual and group. They've got financial advice, special programs for like the elderly and low-income families.
Wow.
Even cooking workshops.
That's smart. That's strategic.
It is, right?
It's about empowerment, not just handouts.
Totally.
Remember that proverb, teach a man to fish?
Oh, yeah. Classic.
They're giving people the tools, the skills to improve their lives long term.
It's like, okay, it's not just about handing out meals. It's about creating a supportive environment where people can thrive.
Mm-hmm.
But is that even possible in a place like North Tyneside?
Good question.
Because our sources mentioned that it faces some pretty serious challenges. Economic disparities, limited access to resources.
It's important to ground the story in its context, right? The northeast of the UK, it faces higher food insecurity rates compared to other parts of the country, and even globally. And that's where the Anxious Minds Kitchen really steps in, like a direct response.
The sources highlight how crucial their partnerships are. They talk about local stores, producers, food banks, health services. It seems like they've tapped into this network effect.
Exactly. Like each organization, they amplify the others. For example, they work with this local farm to source fresh produce. The farm gets a reliable buyer, the kitchen gets quality ingredients, and the community benefits from healthier meals. Win, win, win.
Yeah. It's like each partnership adds another layer to this safety net they're building. And it seems to be working. They even mentioned a joint distribution event, provided over 500 food parcels.
Impressive.
Right. But we need to consider the potential challenges, too. Managing all these partnerships logistically has got to be tough.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know more about like the behind-the-scenes struggles.
Yeah. Are there enough volunteers? Funding gaps?
Right. It's easy to get caught up in the feel-good aspects. But there's always another side to the story.
Speaking of stories, the testimonials from Sarah and John really stood out to me.
Oh, absolutely. Those personal narratives provide such a powerful counterpoint to the statistics.
Sarah talked about how access to fresh produce through the kitchen quite literally, like, transformed her family's health. She said her kids were less sluggish, more focused, just happier overall.
And John highlighted the financial advice he received. He said it helped him break the cycle of debt and, like, regain control of his life.
It's those individual lives that make this whole thing so compelling, right? And speaking of individual contributions, the sources really emphasize the importance of volunteers. They call them the backbone of the kitchen.
That raises a question for you, dear listener. Could this be something you could do? What skills do you have? What time could you spare?
Yeah, they offer so many ways to get involved. You could, like, help prepare meals, distribute food parcels, assist with community events.
Even small actions can create a ripple effect.
Right. Volunteering isn't just about giving back. It's about connecting with your community, becoming a part of something bigger than yourself.
Exactly.
And speaking of connecting, one of the things that makes this kitchen so unique is how they've integrated their food support with broader community services.
It creates like this seamless network of care, making sure that individuals receive not just meals, but also access to health services, counseling, and other essential resources.
It's really impressive how they've like thought this through.
Yeah.
They're addressing the interconnectedness of these needs, you know, understanding that someone struggling with food insecurity might also be dealing with mental health challenges.
Right.
Or financial strain.
And that's where that anxious minds part of their name really comes into play. They get that mental health is just as important as physical health,
right?
Especially for those facing tough times. Their counseling services, both individual and group, offer a safe space for people to, you know, just talk about their concerns and work through their challenges.
It makes you wonder, like, how effective are those group sessions in this context? Is there data on whether people feel, like, more supported?
That's a great question.
Or less isolated when they share their experiences with others facing similar challenges?
While the sources don't really delve into specific outcomes, anecdotal evidence suggests that the group sessions are incredibly valuable. They foster a sense of community,
right,
helping individuals realize they're not alone in their struggles.
Yeah, that sense of belonging can be so powerful, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed or lost. But they don't stop at addressing mental and emotional well-being.
Right.
They also provide tailored financial advice, recognizing the toll financial worries can take on mental health.
Exactly. It's not just about like generic budgeting tips. They connect people to resources specific to their situation. Debt relief programs, benefits advice, even microloans for starting a business. It's about breaking that cycle of need.
Okay, so they're not just putting a Band-Aid on the problem. They're equipping people with the knowledge and the resources to create lasting change in their lives.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the food itself. They're not just dishing out any old thing, are they?
Not at all. They're deeply committed to providing high-quality, nutritious meals. They understand that food is fundamental to well-being. And that's where those partnerships with local farms really come in.
Oh, yeah.
Sourcing fresh produce locally not only ensures delicious meals, but also minimizes their environmental footprint.
That's what I love about their approach. It's so multifaceted. They're tackling food insecurity while, you know, simultaneously supporting local businesses and promoting sustainable practices. Have they encountered any obstacles in sourcing food locally?
The sources don't go into detail about specific challenges, but it's worth considering the potential limitations.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What happens during the off season when certain produce isn't available? Do they have backup plans to ensure consistent access to nutritious food?
That's something to think about.
Yeah.
But those food parcels they distribute during special events are incredible, too. They're packed with fresh produce and essential items, providing additional support to families when they need it most.
Do we know anything about how they decide who receives those parcels? Is there like a selection process?
The sources don't specify the criteria, but it's likely based on need and vulnerability.
Yeah.
They might prioritize families with young children, elderly individuals, or those facing, you know, particularly difficult circumstances.
Sounds like they've put a lot of thought into how to reach the most vulnerable members of their community.
Yeah.
And let's not forget those empowering cooking workshops.
Yes.
They teach people essential culinary skills.
Yeah, they're not just lectures.
From basic techniques to more advanced recipes.
Yeah.
Empowering them to, like, take control of their diets and improve their health.
They're hands-on. They encourage people to experiment and build confidence in the kitchen.
Totally. Learning by doing is so much more engaging and effective. Plus, it equips people with the skills to make healthy, affordable meals at home. Right, which can be a game changer for someone facing food insecurity.
Absolutely.
You know, what strikes me is how they've managed to create this, like, virtuous cycle. By empowering people through their services, they're fostering self-reliance and resilience.
Yeah, they're breaking the cycle of dependence on handouts. And by collaborating with other organizations, they're maximizing their reach and impact. But let's be real, maintaining all of this must require a significant investment, both financially and in terms of human resources. Do we have any insights into their funding model?
The sources mention donations and grants as key funding sources. They also highlight the crucial role of volunteers, who are essentially the backbone of the operation.
Right.
But it would be interesting to know how sustainable their current model is in the long run.
That's a valid point. Perhaps their future success hinges on their ability to diversify funding streams and attract even more dedicated volunteers. Speaking of attracting support, how effectively do they communicate their message and engage the wider community?
Their website is informative, visually appealing, and they're active on social media sharing stories and updates.
Yeah.
But are they reaching beyond the usual channels? Are they engaging local businesses, schools, and community groups?
Those are excellent questions. Perhaps we'll find some answers as we continue to delve deeper into the Anxious Minds Kitchen. But for now, let's just take a moment to appreciate the incredible work they're doing. They are truly a beacon of hope in a region grappling with significant challenges. And that brings us to you, dear listener.
We've explored the various ways the Anxious Minds Kitchen is making a difference, but what about you?
What resonated with you the most? What aspect of their approach kind of sparked your own thinking?
Yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day, but the Anxious Minds Kitchen, it reminds us of the power of community action.
Absolutely. And they're not just reacting to problems. They're proactively shaping solutions. Remember those cooking workshops we talked about?
Yeah.
It's not simply about teaching recipes. It's about building confidence and agency. It's giving people those tools to directly impact their own health, which, you know, moves them up Maslow's ladder from basic needs to self-sufficiency.
And that ripple effect, it extends outwards. They mentioned working to deepen their integration with other community services, going beyond just food banks and health clinics. What could that look like?
Imagine this, partnering with like job training programs, offering resume workshops alongside culinary classes, or collaborating with community gardens, creating a space for people to grow their own food while connecting with nature and their neighbors. The possibilities are inspiring.
It's like they're weaving together this intricate tapestry of support, addressing the interconnectedness of human needs. But let's be honest, that level of coordination, it takes work. How do they navigate those potential pitfalls of collaboration? Conflicting priorities, communication breakdowns?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The sources don't really delve into specifics, but it's safe to assume they've encountered their fair share of challenges. Perhaps they've developed a really robust communication strategy, clearly defining roles and responsibilities within each partnership, or maybe they have a dedicated team focused solely on building and maintaining these connections.
Makes you wonder if their success hinges on strong leadership.
Right.
Right. Someone with the vision to see the big picture and the ability to rally those diverse groups around a common goal. And speaking of vision, one thing that struck me is their long-term outlook. They're not just addressing immediate needs, they're investing in the future well-being of their community.
That's the difference between like a Band-Aid solution and a systemic shift.
Yeah.
By empowering those individuals with the skills and resources they need to thrive, they're creating this ripple effect that extends far beyond the walls of the kitchen. And that impact becomes even more tangible when we hear the stories of the people they've touched.
Those stories are what make this whole endeavor so powerful. It's easy to get lost in the statistics and the logistics, but ultimately it's about individual lives changed. Remember Sarah, whose family's health was transformed by that access to fresh produce? Or John, who regained control of his finances with the kitchen support? Their stories remind us that even small actions can have a really profound impact.
It's a testament to the transformative power of human connection, that network effect we discussed. It's not just about organizations amplifying each other. It's about people coming together to support one another, to create a community where everyone can flourish.
And that brings us back to you, dear listener. If the Anxious Minds Kitchen has taught us anything, it's that each of us has the power to make a difference. Perhaps you're inspired to volunteer your time at a local food bank or donate to an organization supporting mental health. Maybe you just offer a helping hand to a neighbor in need.
Remember, even the smallest act of kindness can create ripples that extend far beyond your immediate circle. It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of our communities and committing to creating a world where everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
So, what will your ripple be? We encourage you to visit the Anxious Minds Kitchen's website. A link is provided in our show notes. And discover how you can get involved. Their story is a testament to the power of collective action and a source of inspiration for all of us seeking to make a positive impact in our own communities.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep making those ripples.
We'll see you soon.